All right, let's head to the kitchen where we are doing cooking with Claude this morning. My mom is here. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
Good morning, honey. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. We made it to the end of the work week, and that makes me happy. So I'm fine.
I can only imagine. I'm happy it's the end of the work week.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's always nice to have a four-day work week. I don't know. There's something nice about it. It goes by real fast,
yes.
I'll tell you that. It really does.
Yes.
So, you know what else went by, I feel like, really fast was summer. And I think this recipe we meant to do like two or three times. So we'll finally get to it today. And that is, we're talking about my mom's, they're like blue cheese. I call them infused burgers. They're like flavor infused. And of course, you can do different things like bacon or cheddar or jalapeno. But we love the blue cheese burgers that my mom makes. So we thought we would talk about how easy it is, honestly, to make your burgers from scratch and then also to do something a little more than just a plain old burger. So, Mom, take it away.
Yeah, I just think for the end of the year when everybody's kind of like grabbing in. I mean, I actually did this for the week, you know, over Labor Day weekend, which I thought was kind of cool because you could pull a lot of different things together. And one is your burger. You get your fresh ground beef. And I don't know, I know I'm dating myself, but anybody that used to have an Avon lady, maybe you still do, not an Avon, Tupperware. You had the hamburger maker. I still have the one from like 1,000 years ago, and that is the best hamburger maker you could get. So with the help of my son-in-law, Derek, who is also a very good cook, we did, you know, chopped meat, blue cheese, and we put a ton of blue cheese in. So to one of those big packages, and you have to kind of imagine, again, my family's so big. So, you know, you get one of those big, big packages, and, you know, I put in two of the crumbled blue cheese. And then we used paprika. We use salt and pepper, although I don't use salt, but salt and pepper it. A little garlic, whether you want to use minced garlic or garlic powder, a little onion or onion salt. And you mix these babies together, and I mean, they're just great. Throw that corn in the oven that I threw by you, and you know, you got a nice dinner. I don't always talk about dinners. It's always like a thing I talk about.
I think you do well-rounded stuff, Mom. Don't put yourself down. I think you do a great job. What I liked about this recipe is that, you know, a lot of times Mom will take the easy way out. I remember when I was doing Medi Weight Loss a million years ago, and they're like, hey, if you want to do frozen peas instead of going to the produce section, like, that's fine. It does the same job. But and while that is fine, and that's all good, and I still do that, you know, there's something about making, like, the main meals from scratch. But when you hear that, I know for myself, I am a lazy cook. I call myself a lazy cook. If I could just make something in 5 minutes and be satisfied, then I'm a happy person.
Yeah.
But what I like is when you make these burgers, Mom, I mean, I watched you do it. It honestly takes you minutes. And it's the same process as if you were to take out frozen burgers, separate them from their packaging and put them on the grill as it would be to take out these, mix it together and just put them into individual patties. Like, it really wasn't that much different in time, but man, they are so much more desirable. Like, I think I took down two or three of those blue cheeseburgers, but when you made like the Bubba burgers, for example, not to name call anything, I didn't eat any of them because I just don't desire them. I just don't think they taste anywhere near as good.
Well, that's exactly it. Daddy is into the those Bubba burgers where they have like the cheddar and the bacon in them, but these, you know, and that's fine for me and Daddy on a night where like everything is late and you just throw some on. But really, you could make these in advance, you could freeze them, and they're just good. So in the winter time, anytime, you know, when it's like, you know, you get tired of outside cooking, you get tired of inside cooking, but you know, on a nice day where it's even cold to grill these, you know, kind of brings a little summer back in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think they are truly a game changer, and they sound more complicated than they are, but flavor infused burgers, it's like the new thing. It just makes them more exciting. And I don't know, the blue cheese.
Yes. And definitely do it. Do them by yourself, because, you know, you can mix all this stuff in the morning and then, you know, make your burgers and they're ready for you to grill when you get home at night. You can make them the night before, just refrigerate them, and then, you know, they're ready. There's so many little things. I think I'm coming up with the little things that are delicious. Maybe because, like, everyone's going back to school, everyone's trying to adjust. You know, summer's coming to a close, and yet it just keeps keeps that flavor going a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, and it keeps families, I feel like, on track, because everything is so overwhelming when you're trying to get into routine, trying to get kids back to school. Maybe you yourself are trying to get back into like more of a rigorous work routine, and it's hard. It's hard, especially when you've been like eating and drinking and celebrating all summer long. It's hard to get back on track. So if you can find meals that are not going to take you too much time and they still taste unbelievable, but they're better for you, they're better quality for you, it goes a long way.
You don't have to add the cheese on top.
See, look at us. See, it's sneaky, sneaky. I'm telling you, the blue cheese. Oh, it's so good.
Cheese on top. You have your cheese in the burger. They are really to die for.
They really are. Yeah. They're game changer. They go to the top of the list whenever you're like, oh, we're going to do a cookout. And I'm like, oh, what is she going to offer? And it's like, oh, I think we'll do the blue cheeseburgers. Like, done. Just sign me up. Just don't even invite anybody else. I'll just eat them all. They're so good. So I'm going to put that recipe online. Of course, if anybody wants to access it, it'll be up there by 10 o'clock this morning under Cooking with Claude on WICC600.com. Thanks, Mom. I'm excited to eat whatever you've got cooked. Well, you've got a lot. My mom's cooking a lot.
I've got a lot of cooking going on because we have your daughters.
Yeah, my daughter.
My daughter, Amy Jo's engagement thing tomorrow. So I've been cooking all week from scratch.
I know. Yeah, see? I'm telling you. The woman doesn't stop. It's crazy. But I did tell Derek we would drive separately tomorrow, Mom. I'll be over, like, sharp in the morning. I'll be there to help you. So.
Okay, sweetheart.
I'll be there. I'll be there or I'll be square. No, I'll just be there. It'll be fine.
And I missed everybody. Not that anybody talks to me directly.
Oh, last week. Yeah, I know. I threw you off last week. But, I mean, you were in Vermont with Chase, so that was a really good thing.
Yes, and I could have done a cooking with Claude. We would have made peanut butter and jelly crustables.
Well, Chase would have loved that, and that's pretty much about it. Yeah, that's pretty much about it. Sounds good, Mom. I will. I'll call you after the show. I love you so much.
Love you, too. Love everybody.
All right. Cooking with Claude here on WICC.